You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast. I believe this is now episode 33, something like that.
It might be 34,
actually. 33, 34, I either way. 34. As you will have seen from the title, bit of a different one. Well, a very, very different podcast. I think there's no way to make things prettier than they are, but we lost one of our friends on the weekend. Today is Tuesday, and we lost our friend Matt Pollard on Saturday afternoon. Really, really sad. And yeah, we feel very, very much for the family, for Andy, for Liv, for Lisa as well, Mum Lisa. And we just thought that we wanted to dedicate a podcast to Matt.
Yes.
Our friend Matt.
And share some of the good memories that we had.
Yes. Yes. Before we get into our good memories with Matt, maybe a bit of a backstory would be quite good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So what are we now? We're 2024, mid-2024. Pretty much a few weeks or a couple of months after we started Auto Alex in 2022, I received an email from a lad called Matt Pollard. And the subject line of that email was, "I want to help my dad." And I read the email. I think it was like 11 p.m. or so. I was in bed. And there was this story about a young lad who had been diagnosed with stage 4 terminal brain cancer. And he didn't think he had long left. 6 months was his prognosis. And he's got this Mark 1 Mazda MX-5 that he shares with his dad. And, you know, it was in a bit of disrepair, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he wanted, this is Matt all over, he wanted to get the car fixed up so he could go with his dad to enjoy some car shows before Matt passed away. He never begged. All he ever asked for was advice. Where can I get parts? Do you have any advice? That kind of thing. And the next day I gave him a call. And he told me the story again over the phone. And I don't think I've ever been as sad, but also as enthusiastic to do something as I have speaking to Matt that time. He was in tears. I was in tears. And then I think I pretty much phoned you straight away, didn't I, Rory? And I said, there's a guy called Matt. We need to help him out.
Yeah.
And we did.
Yeah, we pretty much dropped everything that we were doing at
the time.
And just went straight ahead.
We went ham. Yeah.
And I think we then met up with him in the first time, didn't we? We had that chat, which you probably would have seen in the first video that we saw with Matt.
That's where you crashed your drone into the tree.
That is where I crashed my drone into the tree. Yeah. Brilliant. I think Matt told us like the full story, what everything he's gone through.
And at this time he was 20, 21, something
21,
like that.
21, 21, yeah. Yeah. And I still remember the cheeky git tried to pay for the meal.
The little shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tried to go in there before he sat down, but we'd already got to it before he sat down and paid for the meal. And
wasn't it the other way around? Didn't he manage to sneak in there? Or did
I manage? No, that was it. No, sorry, it was at the end of the meal. Yeah. He snuck in there and said he was going to the toilet and then he wanted to try and pay, but you'd already snuck in there and gone to the toilet and paid.
Yeah. I had a feeling he'd be up to something. I was like, I'm not having this.
And that's where we picked up his MX-5.
Yes.
Was right there.
Yeah, exactly. So the MX-5 that I just mentioned belongs to Matt and Matt's amazing dad, Andy. And the reason that Matt wanted the car to get fixed up was to go to car shows. And he wanted to give something back to his dad for being the rock of the family, keeping it all together, keeping everyone sane, safe, taking, you know, Matt to hospital appointments and just being strong, just being the rock of the family is also for Lisa and for Matt's sister, Liv. So we picked up the car, chucked it on a trailer.
Yeah.
And then we arrived at your unit, and then maybe you could fill in the blanks, Taylor, of what we did after that.
Yeah, so you brought it over to us. When I say us, it was me and Barney Saunders next door, Saunders Detailing. And Barney did a full flatten polish on all the bodywork and made it look really, really good. It came out fantastic, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the time, you know, I was running a small business, just sort of buying and selling cars. I was in my very early days of running my own business. And yeah, when you told me the story, I was very much the same. Very, very sad, but also massively, massively motivated to make it happen. Because at the time, we did not give ourselves a time frame at all, really, did we?
No.
It was just a couple of weeks. Once Barney had done the bodywork, I got it. And I think at that point I had a week.
Yes, I think it was a week.
And I did suspension, wheels and tyres, loads of engine work. And I remember everything I touched just broke or snapped or rusted away. Or, you know, I tried to change the brake calipers and the brake pipes split. And I tried to do the coilovers and the bolts snapped and everything. And you know what? I just didn't care.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get it done. And I remember the amount of, it's beautiful. I remember it was middle of the summer and I'd be at my unit until 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, pretty much every night that week.
Mm.
And I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved working on that car and, you know, just did my best to give something back.
I think that's one thing I will remember about that time was we were obviously trying to get people involved, as many people as we could, to try and help them out. And it was, no matter who you told the story to, the answer was always yes.
Yeah.
Just what you want.
How can we help?
Yeah. And it was amazing how the whole car community banded together in such a short space of time as well.
Yeah. So we set up, so the car got fixed and then we actually had footage of it getting fixed. And then we sent Matt and his family the video the day before we actually released it.
Yeah.
And in the video, I don't know if you may remember or you may not. I go up to people and I say, Taylor, are you coming to Mattwood? And then you're like, yeah, of course. Barney, are you coming to Mattwood? And I did it to like three or four people. And then turned to the camera and I said, that's right, Matt. We are hosting your very own car show at Goodwood. And it's called Mattwood after you. And his sister was like secretly filming. And Matt looks at her and he's like, what the hell is going on? Like, I'm so confused right now. And then we used that clip in the main video that actually went out the next day. And the response to that was absolutely amazing. And like Rory said, we had so many amazing companies just say yes to everything. And I don't want to make it crude or anything, but had we paid for everything, we worked out everything we did was probably totals about 100 grand.
Yeah.
To hire Goodwood, to have all the audio visuals, to have, I mean, the people that were there as well. We had Mike Brewer, we had Richard Hammond, like literally the biggest names. And it was the best day and fixing up the car and everything like that. And that just shows you the car community spirit.
Yeah.
When people are in need, I don't think there is a better community and a stronger community than ours. And it really showed. And Mattwood, the first Mattwood that we did in 2022 was, I'm not only speaking for myself, the best thing that I and we have ever done.
Same.
Yeah.
And I don't think that will be topped.
No.
It was the best thing we've ever done.
I completely agree. And the most memorable thing I've ever done as well. Yeah. Been part of. It was, yeah. That, it was incredible.
That moment of picking up Matt outside the entrance.
Yeah.
And then driving him through. And then the crowds parting as everyone was clapping him on the way into his own show.
Yeah.
That is something I don't think I'll ever forget that.
Yeah.
I think for me, the most memorable part was at the end of the day when we went on track to get some shots of Andy and his dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt and his dad in the MX-5. And I was in Phil with you.
Yeah.
And we were following Matt and Andy going around in the MX-5. Yeah, and it was a beautiful summer's evening. And we're driving around Goodwood with, you know, there were leaves on the track. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And as we drove through them, they all sort of flew up in the air. And the photo, and it was that, for me, is the most memorable moment of my life.
Yeah.
That is, honestly, it was amazing.
Yeah. I would also say that, parts of Matt Wood were also the most memorable day of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had a tattoo artist there.
yes, we did.
Leah, I think her name was Leah. And she came, she's like one of the most renowned tattoo artists in the area.
That was still also, I think, the greatest achievement is dragging Ethan along. Yeah. Bearing in mind, I don't think he wasn't involved at that point of anything that we did. He just said, oh yeah, I'll of course come to the show. And then next thing you know, we've put him down on a tattoo bench and he's getting a tattoo on his back, which is something that he said he would never do.
Yeah. And now look at him, he's got like tattoos.
He does.
He's got tattoos on his arms. But yeah, that Matt Wood day, I think really, it lifted everyone's spirits. It lifted Matt's spirits. And, you know, we lost him, just under 2 years later. He had a prognosis of 6 months.
But that was, correct me if I'm wrong, that was 3 months before we even met him.
Yeah, yeah. So he massively outlived his prognosis. He kicked cancer's ass for a long, long time. And then, of course, we did Matt Wood again in 2023.
Yep.
Which was another really amazing car meet. The first Matt Wood, I think we raised something stupid like 50 grand.
Yeah, I think he was closer to 60 by the time.
Yeah, 50 or 60 grand. And we just handed it all, you know, not like in a suitcase full of cash, but we said to the family, this is your money. If you want to fly to the Bahamas, private jet, you can do that.
And do you know what? Matt straight away with that money, do you know what he started doing? He bought his family presents like straight away. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, what should I get myself? He just started going, oh, what should I get them?
Yeah.
And that was the thing that he always did. It was always like, how can I help?
Yes.
How can I do things for other people?
He did also buy himself some very cool cars.
He did.
And a lot of shit.
Buy some very cool cars. He bought a 944, didn't he?
One of the highest mileage ones in the UK.
Yeah. And you know what? He really enjoyed them, didn't he?
Yeah, he loved them. Yeah. And also he started up his own YouTube channel, Matt's Motors. I was literally just looking through our chats actually and like just discussing thumbnails and stuff like that. I'm really sad.
It is really sad.
Yeah.
It's really, really sad. I genuinely feel like we've lost a family member.
Yeah. But, sorry.
It's all right, fella.
We were planning on doing another Matt Wood on June the 14th. So that would have been Friday, June the 14th. And he missed it. And you can obviously tell that we're just devastated. And it's shit. It is so shit.
It is really shit.
But we're not cancelling Matt Wood. We are just postponing it. And we want it to be bigger and better. And we want to raise like disgusting amounts of money and help people. And Rory and I were even talking about, you know, starting a Matt Wood Foundation or something where, you know, we can help people in similar positions. Nothing Matt did, nothing we did was in vain. He means so much to us and to the community as well. And he helped so many people. So we just want that legacy to keep going, and we will, you know, we're in constant contact with the family. And yeah, I don't, I'm a bit of a loss for words, but Matt was so special. He was so helpful. And, you know, at 21, to be told you've got 6 months to live, you know, you can't do stuff that you can't plan stuff like marriage, kids, none of that. And he was so pragmatic about it, and he got on with his life. And
I
can't remember his exact motto. Do you remember we got it?
Yeah.
We got it.
Oh, God.
But it was something on along the lines of, you've only got one life, you look it up.
Because you had the, didn't you get your mate to make a load of stickers with the motto, the and then we got it, yeah, we got it on the back. Yeah. Because that was the other thing as well, the planning, Matt Wood, was, that was, we went from nothing to a fully fledged car show in 12 days.
Yeah.
But again, that was just because everyone just wanted to help so much. It was.
We were actually in Nürburgring at the time, weren't we?
We were filming
our shit road trip in that, disgusting SLK that I bought from a 15-year-old child in Birmingham.
It was literally film something in the day, and then the evening was then spent phoning people and harassing them, trying to get agreements with everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I still remember that moment, because we were trying to find a venue, and at the time as well, Matt couldn't travel that far.
No.
So we needed to find something quite local to them.
Yeah.
And I remember you saying, oh yeah, I'm going to phone Goodwood. And I was like, okay, all right, Goodwood would be amazing. But, you know, I guess I am always the skeptical one out of the two of us.
Yeah.
And when you were there going, yeah, Goodwood are in, I was like, what? That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I remember when you told me that, I was like, wow. Yeah.
And they not only gave us three pallets, they gave us a track.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the car meet, the first ever Matt Wood, it was like, oh yeah, if you want to do, you know, parade laps and get your shots. And yeah, we did our parade laps, and then we fucking hooned it around, didn't we?
Yeah.
And not as much as the second time around, though, where there may have been a few black flags that came out.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Goodwood. Yeah. And thank you very much for agreeing to the third one. We're obviously going to postpone it, but we will definitely have a third one.
So I've got it here.
Oh, nice.
You're owed nothing, and you can't feel sorry for yourself.
There you go. Quite right. And Matt lived by those words, because he definitely lived his best life. He taught so many of us such valuable lessons. Like, you know, I'm nearly twice his age. I'm not quite twice as easy, lads.
No, you are nearly twice his age.
Yeah, I'm nearly twice his age. But yeah, I learned so many things from him about, you know, not sweating the small stuff, and just whenever I'm stressed, just seeing the bigger picture.
Yeah.
It's like, look around, you're all right. There is stuff that annoys you and irritates and upsets, but it's not that bad.
Because you're right. I've never seen someone dealt with such a shit hand with, because obviously there were more parts to his story as well that wasn't just Matt, and because his mom at the time was going through, again, got a cancer diagnosis as well.
Yeah.
When he got his, and I've never seen someone with such a bad luck streak, whatever. And then he was just so positive.
Whenever we saw him, he always had such a positive attitude.
Yeah.
And he would turn up at shows and talk about cars, and he was so excited to show us what he'd done and what he'd bought and what was new. And
mainly the shit that he'd bought.
Yeah.
It's just like, why have you bought such shit?
Let's not talk about the British Motor Show shit that he bought.
He loves it.
Yeah.
You've
mentioned it now. We're going to have to go through this.
The British Motor Show shit.
Oh, God. So there was an auction. I can't remember the company name. But there was an auction, and basically Matt bought
a Lotus Elan.
Yeah. That was it. And literally, as he left the show with this Lotus Elan, it overheated massively, and where he couldn't even drive it any further. And bearing in mind, in the description on the auction, it said everything runs and drives fine, everything's working. And then he then was like, guys, I don't know what to do, because he'd already at this point been back to the auction people.
So where we were like packing down the Autolix tent,
yeah.
The auction house was probably about 50 meters away.
Yeah,
and we
yeah.
saw him and his mate drive in.
Yeah.
And then come out, like walk out, like really pissed off. I don't think they seen us.
Yeah.
And then we went up, and then he told us the rest of the story.
You went up. I will never forget how you marched over to that auction. You marched over, didn't you? Because when he told you what happened, you were fuming.
I was angry, yeah.
So auctions, I mean, they are a risky business, because you do tend to, when you buy a car from an auction, that is it bought. There's no really comebacks on it. But obviously, knowing Matt's situation and everything like that, I don't think any of us could let that slide, that he'd been done over. To be fair, the ad did say everything was working fine in it.
Yeah.
And this auction, when Matt first went over to him on his own, were basically saying, yeah, I'm sorry, it's an auction. It is what it is.
Well, the auction house hung up on him.
They did, yeah.
They hung up on him.
Yeah.
And they just wouldn't accept that there was anything wrong with the car.
So Alex decided to do a little march over
march.
There. Yeah, yes. A march. And firmly demand that the money was refunded back into Matt's account.
Immediately.
But you know what? It bloody was. Nah.
But yeah, that was a moment again. I think where Matt was just like, oh, thanks, mate. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, we have had a laugh, haven't we?
We have had a laugh.
I don't know if he bought another car in an auction after that. I don't think he did.
I hope not. Bloody hope not. So Matt also, he's got a 944, he's got the MX-5, obviously. And then he ended up buying a Micra.
He did. Yeah.
And that Micra is shit.
Yeah, really shit. I don't really know much about this Micra.
Yeah, it's just shit. It's like really rusty. And, you know, Matt was doing mods to it and he loved that Micra. He really, I don't know, God knows why he loved that Micra. It was
people
shit.
People that
it
have Micras
shit.
Love them.
Yeah, they are a bit unhinged, aren't they? But yeah, that was what Matt was working on his channel, Matt's Motors. Andy, Matt's dad, kept me in the loop with everything. Matt got very ill on Friday and then was in hospital straight away. And then, yeah, we lost him Saturday afternoon. And I said to Andy, please tell Matt from me that we will fix up that piece of shit Micra for him.
Yeah.
And and Andy said that was one of the last things that he whispered to Matt.
Oh.
So I'm hoping and I'm sure that would have put a big old smile on Matt's face. And also he would have thought, no. I've completely screwed you guys over.
By fix up, do we mean like return to stock or are we carrying on and
no,
going
we're gonna
with...
fix up look sharp.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We
yeah.
might have to contact the special micro person.
We gotta do
that.
It Matt style.
We gotta do it Matt style. It.
So yeah. Maybe a cheeky little turbo.
And it'll still be rusty, probably. It'll be a bit rusty because he was a little bit rusty under the armpits, wasn't he? If you're listening to this with your ear holes or watching it on YouTube, have a look at Matt's channel, Matt's Motors. There will be a link below, obviously. And have a look at the Micra that he was tarting up. And give us some suggestions. What do you think Matt would like? And we will do it. And I don't know what's going to happen to the car. I don't know if the family wants it or I have no idea. I mean, it's all completely bizarre early stages. We want nothing to be in vain, and we want people to in a weird way, if there's anyone in a similar situation, to have a bit of hope. We just want to spread as much hope and happiness as we can. That's what Matt would have wanted. That's what Matt continues to want. And we will definitely do right by Matt. And yeah, Matt Wood, third version, will be at Goodwood. We don't know when, but we're going to plan something amazing. And sorry to bring such sad news to the Autolix podcast. But we obviously want to address it. and let you know, because there was a lot of people to whom Matt meant an awful deal. And also Matt's, you know, best mates, they all came to Matt Wood, the first one and the second one.
Yep.
And it was just amazing seeing all of him and his like best male mates, especially, just sharing such moments of like joy, happiness, vulnerability. You don't do that as a 21-year-old.
No.
And yeah, Matt got the best out of everyone. His family included, because like the Pollards are just amazing.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah. So yeah, I've kind of run out of words to say now, but maybe some Matt memories, any funny or bizarre Matt memories that we have.
Do you know what? Speaking of the drone in the tree.
Oh shit! The drone in the tree.
The drone in the tree.
Do you remember? Even then, we'd gone there to help him. And somehow he was then phoning around trying to help us get the drone out of the tree.
Oh, yeah. I think he phoned his dad, who then phoned his dad's friends.
Yeah, yeah, who then had a tree surgeon or something like that. Yeah. And, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was such like. A straight away at that point, I think we knew that this guy is just an absolute legend.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to do right by him.
He's a very awesome, humble guy.
Yeah.
I got to say, on Sunday, I had a little tear up because I was in my 330i driving a little nice country road, and it was very nice driving around. And for some of you who may have seen, I have a red dot on my hand.
Which is that a blood blister?
It looks like a blood blister.
That looks like a blood blister.
But this was actually my tattoo that I got at Matt Wood. For somehow I got dumped with the colour red because you took...
You Did got you, green.
You got green.
I got green.
You
I
look
got,
like you got a bit mold.
I got a green dot on my back.
Yeah. And Ethan got yellow and I got red. And then these guys decided to keep telling the tattoo artist to go, go, go.
Yeah.
Because this was, Matt was saying that we had to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Because he really likes tattoos and he was like, you have to get one. But yeah, I was driving and I looked down and I saw this. And yeah, it made me tear up a bit because I was like, God, yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Just, you know, trying to live your life to the full attitude that he had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can just spread just by, like, I don't know. It just, me looking at that, I'm like, yeah, just do everything you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even little things as well. So, you know, I've bought a classic car. We can't mention what it is because that video is coming out next week. But I've bought a classic car and I'm in absolute love with that car.
Yeah.
Her name is Betty.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. She's very a lovely yellow.
Old girl. Yeah.
She is a lovely old girl. And yeah, Rhianne and I on Sunday were going to have some pictures taken because, yeah, she's pregnant, as we've mentioned. And we just wanted to remember that kind of moment of not being parents yet. Because when you become parents, your whole life is just like, you just don't sleep. I've heard so many stories, you just don't sleep. So we were like, let's just, you know, share this special moment with some nice pictures. And and we had to like travel about 30-40 minutes away, and I was like, do you know what, I want to take Betty and I want to take some pictures with Rhianne, with Bump and with Maisie the dog inside Betty, and I just want to drive there. And I was like, Sunday I felt really down, I went to the unit, I parked up my F11, got in Betty, and I was just instantly happy.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, just if you've got classic cars or, you know, classic motorbike or anything like that, and one day you think, oh, you know, maybe I will, but do you know what? You know, it's probably not the good thing to do. Sod it. Just get on your bike or get in that classic car. Go and enjoy it. Enjoy the things that you have. Make the most of them, because it completely changed my mood from somber sadness into, like, almost joy. You know, I wasn't in a particularly happy mood, obviously, but it helped so much just to drive a shit old car about and just to feel happy just for a little bit.
It really does help.
Yeah.
When I found out, I was at Cafe the Machine with a few friends and I kept seeing red MX-5s and getting really upset.
Yeah.
And because obviously it was quite a busy environment, you sort of don't really process. I didn't quite process it at first, and then I was driving home and I thought about it and thought about Matt Wood and you know, everything, and literally just burst into tears.
Yeah.
She got really, really upset. And it's just, I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to take a slightly longer route home and just drive.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes nice to just drive and clear your mind and, you know, remember all the good and positive.
Yeah.
And
all the good memories we had together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I also want to say Shedfest, which was, a couple of weeks ago, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And Matt and Andy came to Shedfest.
They did.
And I remember, I think it was probably lunchtime or so, maybe like 2 o'clock or so. And looking out of a crowd of probably 8,000 people and seeing Andy and Matt in the crowd.
Waving
and just,
at us.
Yeah, just saying hello and just shouting them out. And then afterwards we met up in the RV in the recreational vehicle that we had next to the Auto Alex tent. And yeah, we had a precious 20 minutes and it was amazing. I remember giving them both a really big hug.
Yeah, same.
And we said our goodbyes. And that's actually the last time I spoke to Matt face to face.
Me too. Yeah.
And I've spoken to Andy a fair amount, and because we were going to set up Matt Wood, Andy said, yeah, let's do it as soon as we can, really. But it just wasn't soon enough. So yeah, really sad that he couldn't make the third one, but it will be amazing. And we'll do right by you, Matt. We will do right by you.
We will.
Except that micro. We might have to ruin that a little bit. But I think he might be quite happy if we chav it up a little bit and make it a bit more shit than it is.
You know who's good at micros?
I was about to say this. Maybe we should have a micro off with Boris.
Yeah.
Yeah? Shall we do a Boris rival?
Yeah.
We have to be careful because Jack Manu has ruined that car a little bit.
Yeah.
We don't want to ruin it.
He hasn't ruined it. He's made it a one-off. Created a creation.
Okay. All right. So if you have any ideas how we can ruin, but not ruin, Matt's Micra, then please let us know. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And for his friends and family as well, who know him so, so well, let us know what you would like us to do with Matt's Micra too. But for now, I think should we call it a shorter podcast, obviously, a somber podcast, but also a podcast of the celebration of Matt and his awesome life and how many souls that he touched and will continue to touch. And yeah, Matt's work on this earth is definitely not over.
No.
Because his legacy will continue. What form that takes, we don't quite know, but you know, we're obviously going to be trying to help as much as possible with the family and take a lead on what they would like. But yeah, there will be fundraising, there'll be events, there'll be fixing up of shit cars, there'll be helping people. And that for us will just fill us with deep, deep joy.
Yeah.
I think. But for now, thank you very much for listening to the Auto Alex podcast. Please go check out Matt's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Go check out his shit micro.
Yeah.
And we will hopefully see you at a Matt Wood very, very soon. Any more words to end?
I think that's it.
Yeah. All right. And to Lisa, Andy and Liv, big love to you guys. And we will be here whenever you need us. From us, thank you very much, and we will see you and listen to us with your ear holes next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you later.